When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
Hey, it's Morgan Abscher.
And I'm Kaylin Moore.
And we're the hosts of the Crime House original podcast, Clues. Every Wednesday, we sneak past the crime scene tape and open a new case file for some of the most gripping true crime cases.
Follow and listen to Clues, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game. This side of the speaker. Let's play B-Mix.
B-Mix, don't be a loser. B-Mix, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Migs? I know Christy from Puyallup is. Christy, are you there?
I am.
And Christy, we're doing good. Did you by chance catch the cheat sheet on the men's room yesterday at 540?
I actually was. I didn't get it.
Come on. What's wrong with you?
Christy, I thought better of you.
Wow.
Oh, come on.
All right, Christy is very ready to go, so that means you got to get out of here, Steve.
I'm kicking her out of Puyallup.
Hi, Christy.
If you're playing at home, Christy has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You may pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I am ready.
What TV show featured 6 men and women in a Manhattan apartment complex?
Ooh, Sex in the City.
No.
Pass.
Where on the body will you find the median nerve?
The arm.
Yes. What type of event is Preakness Stakes?
What?
What type of event is Preakness Stakes?
Ooh, pass.
How many U.S. states end with the letter N?
Ooh, 4.
Yes. What color star has the hottest surface temperature?
What was that?
What color star has the hottest surface temperature?
Yellow.
No.
Orange.
No.
Purple.
No. Who sang We Can Be Heroes for Just One Day?
Oh my gosh, pass.
What is the primary liquor in a Sex on the Beach cocktail?
Tequila.
No.
Rum.
No.
Vodka.
Yes. What car company introduced the Pinto in the 70s?
Ford.
Yes. Elmore City, Oklahoma was the inspiration for which Kevin Bacon film?
Ooh, pass.
Oh, Christy, you got 4 correct.
Yeah.
She is Puyallup's finest.
Wow. She is?
She is.
He is.
I don't know about that, Steve. Welcome back. Are you ready?
I believe that I am.
Yeah, Daddy, let's go! What TV show featured 6 men and women in a Manhattan apartment complex?
Oh, Friends.
Yes. Where on the body will you find the median nerve?
The leg.
No.
The torso.
No.
The arm?
Yes. Nice. What type of event is Preakness Stakes?
Horse racing.
Yes. How many U.S. states end with the letter N?
3.
No.
2.
No.
4.
Yes. What color of star has the hottest surface temperature?
Red.
No.
Yellow.
No.
Blue.
Yes. Who sang We Can Be Heroes for Just One Day?
That would be David Bowie.
Sure would be. What is the primary liquor in a Sex on the Beach cocktail?
Is that vodka?
It is. Which car company introduced the Pinto in the 70s?
Dodge.
No.
Ford.
Yes. Elmore City, Oklahoma was the inspiration for what Kevin Bacon movie?
Footloose.
Yes. Which European country's flag is a red square with a white cross?
Denmark.
No.
Switzerland.
Yes! Steve Migs, with time left on the clock, you just got a perfect 10, my friend. Wow.
Don't you ever.
Nice job, Steve.
Thank you, Christy. And Taryn Daly, don't you ever question who the true king of Puyallup is.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my mind, I can never get enough. And every time I step up in the building, everybody has.
Maybe not king, but a resident.
And they stay there.
Poor Chrissy only got 4 correct, though.
Oh, yeah.
The cheat sheet was not as helpful as it should have been.
No. Did she get the cheat sheet questions right?
She didn't get to the last one.
Oh.
But she got the other 2 right.
Okay, at least she did. At least she still had retention.
Yes.
The Daily Mix Show. The Daily Mix Show.
Right now, it's all about Rockaholics helping junior Rockaholics. We want to put 400 pairs of shoes on local children in need as they gear up for back to school, Steve.
And big shout to Corey Zimmerman, donated $25 to Kicks for Kids. Any amount helps, from $5 to $500.
Go to KISW.com to make a contribution. There is absolutely no denying the influence that Black Sabbath has had on so many bands, so many artists across multiple genres.
I think it's safe to say that Black Sabbath has had an influence on every single rock band, whether they want to admit to it or not. I think there's someone in the band that's been inspired by somebody who's been inspired by Black Sabbath.
Kerrang! Magazine did a list of bands that wouldn't be here without Black Sabbath, and some are ones that you would totally expect.
Okay.
But some are not at all, and it just goes to show that influence reached so many different types of people.
So I found a few of them, and I think we'll start off with an easy one. But then I want to see how well you can figure these ones out, Taryn. I'm going to put you to the test.
I'm so nervous.
All right, so the first one I feel like is a no-brainer, but let's just see if you can figure out who it is.
Give me fuel, give me fire, give me that which I desire. Ooh.
Metallica. Did you see Metallica's, I thought they had a real cool post on social media where they wrote about, it said it's impossible to put into words what Ozzy Osbourne has meant to Metallica. Hero, icon, pioneer, inspiration, mentor, and most of all, friend to, are a few that just come to mind. Ozzy and Sharon believed in us, transformed our lives and our career. He taught us how to play in the big leagues while at the same time being warm, welcoming, engaging, and all around brilliant.
Amazing.
That's a heartfelt tribute right there from the boys of Metallica. Okay, so that's a gimme. Let's see if you can figure out this one. This is a band that is very inspired by Black Sabbath. Are you ready?
Yes. Van Ghost.
Did you see the tribute that he did last night?
Yes, it was amazing.
Here's a little bit of that.
We're going to dedicate tonight's show to the memory of the last
That's cool.
For being the Prince of Darkness, he sure gave us a lot of lights. So
that's the only thing I heard a lot of people are saying. Like, yeah, I know he was called the Prince of Darkness, but he really was the guy that just told everybody that he loved them.
And yes!
He was like, even I was kind of getting a little bit of a chuckle that here's the Prince of Darkness, the evil Ozzy Osbourne. And at that farewell show when he was performing with Black Sabbath, I think he said, God bless you all, at least 50 times during that performance. Like, I mean, this is just a guy who didn't care about looking a certain way or having, you know, fall in line with whatever image it is that people expect out of him. He was just Ozzy.
Just a glowing ball of love.
All right, I got one more. This one might be a little bit harder, but let's just see if you could figure this out. We're going to have to tap into your punk rock roots on this one. Are you ready?
Yes.
The lead singer says Black Sabbath, when he heard them, changed his life.
Henry Rollins?
Do you know the band?
Black Flag?
Dude, he did an interview on CNN and it was freaking awesome. Did you happen to catch it yesterday?
I did not.
So he's on CNN and they're just talking about, you know, his relationship with Ozzy, and here's Henry Rollins talking about it.
I will remember his honesty. The man you saw on stage was the guy that you got. He was the same person. He was genuine. And that, to me, besides the immense talent, is his enduring quality.
That's the part that I think just blew my mind. Like, there was a friendship with him and Henry Rollins, two very different individuals.
Yeah.
And it even took Henry Rollins on tour, which also two very different sounding groups. And here's Henry Rollins talking about the first time that he met Ozzy Osbourne.
We were in one of those severe athletic backstage environments when you play like the big stadiums, and we're all just sitting there, like, because that's really not our scene, we're a much smaller band. And Ozzy comes barreling into the dressing room area and says, which one of you guys is Henry? I am. And he's like, my name is Ozzy Osbourne, man. Welcome to the tour. Play the PA as loud as you want, man. Blow it up if you want to, have a great time. And he just kind of leaves in a trail of cigar smoke. I was like, wow, that was cool. I'll remember that for the rest of my life.
Also, I mean, that's a testament to Ozzy, because usually the headliners don't want the opening bands to sound good.
And no.
There's like stories upon stories of like the sound guys kind of sabotaging how they sound. So Ozzy's just like, dude, just turn it up and rock out, guys.
Let it rip.
He was just a great guy. I think, you know, the fact that Ozzy might have found himself without his clothes wandering into the pool in a hotel in Tokyo at 3 a.m, I'll never do that. And so he did that for me. I love that kind of behavior. It's not what I do, but when he did it, I just think it was incredibly cool.
What a great tribute.
So great.
The Daily Mix Show.
The internet is just overflowing with heartfelt tributes to Ozzy Osbourne, and the outpouring of love is not slowing down anytime soon, Steve.
Absolutely not.
So we're going to go straight to the comments all about Ozzy at 8:20.
Hey, it's Morgan Absher.
And I'm Kaylin Moore.
And we're the hosts of the Crime House original podcast, Clues. Every Wednesday, we sneak past the crime scene tape and open a new case file for some of the most gripping true crime cases. Follow and listen to Clues, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck, and what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
After the world learned yesterday that Ozzy Osbourne passed away at the age of 76, the tributes just started rolling in, and they have not slowed down.
From everybody. Everybody. Some people, I'm just like, I didn't even realize that you were a fan of Ozzy. And then you realize, oh, crap, they were genuinely influenced and inspired by Ozzy Osbourne.
And instead of doing our regular straight to the comments, we figured we would read some of the tributes that we found online that are just making us feel warm and fuzzy about the influence that the Prince of Darkness had.
Yeah, we didn't think having a robot version of a celebrity should read them. We just came across some of our favorite ones and the most poignant ones and figured we should read those.
Now we'll start with the bandmates of Black Sabbath, Tony Iommi.
Which I was very surprised. I knew eventually they would say something, but it makes you realize just how many people were just ready for this.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't mean that in like a heartless or a callous way, but like, I think that they were just like, we knew this was coming at some point, so it wasn't a shock. Of course, it still sucks.
Yes.
But I think that it was maybe easier to cope with the awful news because you knew, okay, he's been struggling and now he's out of his misery.
Probably processing this for years, yeah, leading up to it. Tony Iommi said, I just can't believe it. My dear, dear friend Ozzy has passed away only weeks after our show at Villa Park. It's just such heartbreaking news that I can't really find the words. There won't ever be another like him. Geezer, Bill, and myself have lost our brother.
And Geezer also, they all did. They all put up something on social media. Geezer Butler, who's the bassist for Black Sabbath, said, goodbye, dear friend. Thanks for all these years. We had some great fun. This was the part I was like, man, this was pretty powerful what he wrote. He said, 4 kids from Aston. Who would have thought? So glad we get to do it one last time back in Aston.
Bill Ward said, where will I find you now? In the memories, our unspoken embraces, our missed phone calls. No, you're forever in my heart. Deepest condolences to Sharon and all family members. Never goodbye. Thank you forever.
I did love also what Zakk Wylde, who wasn't in Black Sabbath, but he's been, man, when you think about Ozzy's solo stuff and just the who's who of great musicians. I always loved that about Ozzy. It wasn't about like, hey, I had a bunch of hired hands, mm-hmm, stay in the background. Like, he really let, especially the guitarists from Randy Rhoads, Jake E. Lee, and then Zakk Wylde, they all had such a unique influence on the sound of Ozzy Osbourne.
For sure.
And Zakk Wylde wrote, thank you for blessing the world with your kindness and greatness, Oz. You brought light into so many lives and made a world a better place. You lived with the heart of a lion.
Lita Ford, who he did a duet on Close My Eyes Forever, she said, tonight we find ourselves in Wolverhampton, just outside of Birmingham, England, Ozzy's hometown. It all seems so surreal. Close My Eyes Forever takes on a whole different meaning now. Thanks for the great music through the years. Great rock stars never die.
Did you happen to catch Gene Simmons of Kiss? I think we saw like a real human side of Gene Simmons because he got interviewed on NBC, some show on NBC where they interviewed him. And they were, yesterday, he was on there just talking about his experience with Ozzy. And he had some incredible things to say. Now, this isn't a social media post, but these are Gene's comments about Ozzy Osbourne and just his thoughts of the Prince of Darkness.
When you come there, it's electric church. You know, the fans and the band. Everybody say, yeah, but, you know, and everybody go crazy. You saw Ozzy whenever he did that. strangely anti-metal, anti-anything, anti-all the rules, Ozzy would open up his heart and he would yell out with all the passion that he had, I love you all. Who says that when you're the Prince of Darkness?
Right, right.
No, that's the real Ozzy. He was always really just Ozzy and with no excuses.
I mean, it takes a lot for Gene Simmons to talk about something other than himself.
You said it, not me.
So, I mean, that just shows, that's a testament to just how much of an impact Ozzy Osbourne had on him.
Oh, without question.
And in this clip, this is the one where I think he brought up a really good point just about the love that Ozzy had for his fans and then also, in turn, the fans had for Ozzy.
It's, yeah, here we are talking about it, but I will tell you that the eulogy about Ozzy should come from the fans. Mm-hmm. Because this was a soundtrack of their lives. And I almost don't even have a right to talk about it because the real emotion and the real loss comes from people whose entire life was affected by Ozzy and Sabbath. Mm-hmm. There will never be another like him. I have played the game just to be more popular and more this. Ozzy never played the game. He was always 100% Ozzy. You know, it was a giant. It was a giant. And Ozzy may be gone, but right now, getting choked up, goddammit. Right now,
that part got me because I mean, I'm just like, dude, you just view Gene Simmons as a robot. To hear him, like, you know, have that moment of just being a human being because his friend passed was powerful.
Right now, there are millions of fans around the world who are turning off their TikToks and Schmicktoks and all that stuff, shutting the door and putting on their Sabbath albums.
Yeah. Oh. Myself included, I turned off my Schmicknock and listened to some Black Sabbath and Ozzy Osbourne and a lot of his solo stuff as well.
Same here.
Yeah.
The Daily Mix Show.
Thank you to Gene Simmons of Kiss for bringing up that great point about Ozzy, that it's the fans that should be the ones to eulogize him. So now we want to hear from you, Rockaholics. How are you feeling after losing Ozzy yesterday? 206-803-ROCK. This could be a favorite Ozzy story, a favorite concert, favorite memory. Maybe you met him. Call in now, 206-803-ROCK, and we will take your calls after Ozzy and Lita. Close My Eyes Forever. Simmons of Kiss did an interview yesterday on NBC News Now, and he brought up a really great point about Ozzy Osbourne.
The eulogy about Ozzy should come from the fans because this was a soundtrack of their lives.
So now we want to talk to our listeners and find out, how are you feeling after learning of Ozzy's passing yesterday? 206-803-ROCK. What is your Ozzy story, favorite memory, favorite concert? Steve, we have someone on hold who's going to throw it back to 1984. We're going to get their story in just a moment. But first, Ryan, heading to Auburn this morning. Tell us your Ozzy story. How are you feeling?
It's sad.
Yeah.
Jeez, I don't even know.
I just feel like Ozzy was going to be with us forever.
Yeah, pretty much.
And the nice thing is, as cheesy as it sounds, the music is going to live with us. That's the beauty of art and beauty of music, especially, is that when you're feeling like you're missing the guy that you grew up loving, you can still hear his voice.
Oh, yeah. Plus, everywhere I went yesterday, I heard Ozzy everywhere. Not even just KISW. Just, there's people playing the CDs, the MP3, whatever. It's great.
Thanks, Ryan.
I've seen Ozzy a couple of times. I think my favorite time was Rob Zombie opened for him at Key Arena in, I think, 08 or 09,
yeah.
One of the two. And from what I remember, Ozzy's guitarist got drunk. Or he was, like, he was inebriated on something.
That sounds on brand.
He was still hanging in there and playing, and it was a great show. And I was telling my dad about it, and he started laughing. He's like, "Just the guitar player was drunk. That's it." And I'm like, "Yeah." He's like, "Oh boy, I saw them in '87 when Van Halen opened for them at Key Arena, and then he was he used to live in upstate New York.
Okay,
and this was during the peak of Ozzy and Black Sabbath's drug usage."
Yeah.
So they came on because they were headlining and they could barely play. But that specific show, it was the opener that blew the entire roof off the place. It's a little band that went on to have pretty good success. It was AC/DC.
Oh, my God.
Dude, that's the thing. I feel like Ozzy, and even with Ozfest and other stories as well, like he was always so big on exposing bands from Metallica to AC/DC to every band that was ever on Ozfest to let people hear of these bands.
Oh, yeah.
Very giving with like his fan base.
Roy from Puyallup, we want to hear how you're feeling today about Ozzy Osbourne.
Oh, it's a sad day. I remember he was one of my first concerts. Me and my buddy Tim, we went to see him in at the Bark of the Moon tour in '84, and got Jake E. Lee's autograph. And man, he put on probably the greatest show I've seen. This is for Migsy and for Ozzy.
Let's go. And that's the Bark at the Moon tour, which, fun fact, I mean, it was one of the very first, it was the very first cassette that I purchased. I bought two cassettes. The other was Rockwell. That doesn't count.
But I wouldn't count that either. Yeah. I wouldn't even speak about that.
The other cassette that I bought, my very first album that I owned, was Ozzy's Bark at the Moon, and I played the living F out of that. What a great record.
Rihanna and Puyallup, tell us how you're feeling about Ozzy Osbourne this morning.
Oh, it's so sad. It's just one of those days that we knew was probably going to come, and now we're living it, and it's really sad. We went through a whole lot with growing up with Ozzy. I feel like he took us through a lot, and then he came out and was so cool, and then you see these pictures with his grandkids, and it's awesome. I made sure my adult kids grew up knowing who he was. I took my son to Ozfest the first time in 2006.
That's awesome.
And then we went and saw Black Sabbath. I don't know if it was a farewell tour. I don't know what it was, but that 2016 at Tacoma Dome.
Yep.
And it was just, it was the coolest bonding concert ever. I was so glad that he was such a part of all of our lives.
And I think it was just so nice that when you think about 17 or so days ago with the Back to Beginning show, like that he was there and everybody got to celebrate the life of Ozzy, including all of his friends and other bandmates and everything about that. Like what a great final chapter in Ozzy's life.
And I don't think there will ever be another show like that. That was a one of a kind situation, and how magical.
Well, even like when we talked about Mike Borden earlier, who used to play drums with Ozzy, you can check out that interview. It'll be up later on the Odyssey app. Just check out the Daily Migs Daily podcast to hear Mike Borden. But like, he brought up a great point. Like, I mean, I don't know if there's any other artist that would have every rock star drop their egos and say, you don't have to pay me. Yeah, I'll exist in the same room as a guy I don't like, mm-hmm. but I'll do it because it's Ozzy Osbourne.
All for the Prince of Darkness. The Daily Mix Show. If you would like to try to beat Steve this morning, we would love to put you to the test. His record is 244 wins, 75 losses, and 59 ties in 2025. Call 206-803-ROCK to play Beat Migs at 850.
Hey, it's Morgan Abscher.
And I'm Kaylin Moore.
And we're the hosts of the Crime House original podcast, Clues. Every Wednesday, we sneak past the crime scene tape and open a new case file for some of the most gripping true crime cases. Follow and listen to Clues, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.